You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
In that true spirit of improv and experimental jazz, that was the Norwegian jazz outfit simply called Food.
I thought they were going to be called the Subwoofer Destroyers.
They're the Sub-Food Destroyers.
Man.
They're doing good work.
I'll tell you.
You know, that was the 2015 tune Where Dry Desert Ends off their CD, This Is Not a Miracle. It isn't a miracle, but it's a great amalgamation of sounds. And it is a musical ride that you will never forget. And it's a good way to kick off this new hour of Neon Jazz together. So this band came together in 1998 and was hatched by Ian Bellamy and Thomas Stronen after a coincidental meeting. They got two jobs at Moladad 1998, and they were recorded. That led to their very first album in 2000. And this outfit is a delicate balance between Bellamy's melodic and lyrical playing and the electronic soundscapes and grooves from Stronan. Their latest 2015 album keeps their momentum moving and is another testament to how evolved the world of jazz has become, with Food leading that hungry march forward. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a barbecue capital full of hunger and nightly jazz joints like the award-winning Green Lady Lounge and the Art Factory right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with plenty of good jazz, baby. And this next cut comes from a piano legend and a cat we recently interviewed. We consider a friend of the show. This is the smooth Harold Mayburn, and he glowed about this album in our recent interview. It's the 2015 CD, and it's his latest effort. It's called Afro Blue, and this cut is called The Chief.
Add this one to your spirit and cognition.
Absolutely.
Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
When there are gray skies, I'm all for you, sunny boy. Promise me you won't stray to live. I'm all for you, sunny boy.
That was the Kansas City-born jazz vocalist, singer, drummer, trombonist, and triple player Leo Watson with the 1946 song Sunny Boy. He punched that proverbial ticket as a bandleader of the Spirits of Rhythm. Leo also worked briefly with a gamut of big bands, with Gene Krupa, Artie Shaw, and Jimmy Mundy. So Leo provided the voice for Prince Chaman in the infamous censored 11 cartoon Coal Black and The Sudden Dwarfs, and for obvious reasons, but that was at a different time and a different era. But for Leo, he felt like he wanted to produce that. And now you could probably go out on YouTube and see him. From a man that knew how to eat, throw a temper tantrum on stage, and play and compose genius on the stage all in one, this is the legendary Charlie Mingus with the 1954 song Purple Heart, keeping this episode of Neon Jazz moving right along, and we're trying not to get Charlie upset.
Thank you. Hello, folks, jazz folks, jazz world. This is Harold Mayburn telling you to listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. It will keep you happy and make you feel good at all times. Jazz number one in the world. Thank you.
That was the award-winning jazz pianist Tamir Hendelman with the 2008 tune Driftin' off the CD called Playground, and it always was. So Tamir has performed with the Jeff Hamilton Trio, the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, Harry Allen, Teddy Edwards, Houston Person, and the list goes on. He started out at the Keys when he was 6 years old in Tel Aviv, and from there he moved to the United States at the age of 12 in 1984. From there he won Yamaha's National Keyboard Competition at the age of 14. His star was soaring after that. He had concerts in Japan at the Kennedy Center, and it didn't stop from there. From the duo of Trigg and Gusset, here's the tune Madagascar off the 2015 CD Adagio for the Blue, next on Neon Jazz.
To all my friends in Kansas City, this is Barbara Rosine from New York City. I just want to give a shout out to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was jazz pianist Linton Garner with the tune Blues for Jimmy Q off the 2006 CD Quiet Nights. Born way back in 1915 in Greensboro, North Carolina, he was Errol Garner's oldest brother. When he was younger, he wanted to play the cornet, but severe problems with his teeth forced him to concentrate on the keyboard. He went on to become the arranger and pianist with Fletcher Henderson's band before the war. After the war, he was the pianist and arranger for the bands of Billy Eckstine and the great Dizzy Gillespie.
What a resume.
Man alive. That is a power lineup right there.
No kidding.
He also accompanied vocalists Sarah Vaughan, Nat King Cole, Carmen McRae, and Della Reese, as if it couldn't get any better.
Wow.
From the brilliant jazz trumpeter Tom Harrell. I caught him at the Follies some years back, and he put on a show, and we're going to do it again. We give you the 2011 tune River Samba off his CD, Time of the Sun, and it always is, next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. singer and guitar player from Chile, living in New York. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. I'm very happy to be sharing some time with you.
That was trombonist and composer Samuel Blasser with his quartet in tow with the 2015 tune Cry Want off the CD Spring Rain. Since 2007 and his debut as a leader, he has grown at a very speedy rate, and it's great to have him on the show. He was raised in Switzerland, and he's gone on to captivate the American audience and fans worldwide. And we're going to wrap everything up with the curtain call coming from the man known as Art Farmer. This is the title track off his 1967 LP, The Time and the place, and we're glad that you made this your time and your place for this last hour.
Speaking of timing, yeah, art should begin here at any moment. We're coming up on the clock here, but as we record, I see we're about 30 seconds off, so you're probably not hearing the music yet. I'm just being the old timekeeper here on the show.
We're just keeping it real.
Just keeping it real.
Which is the way improv is.
And yeah, and the way jazz is.
That's right. And speaking of
keeping
timing.
Keeping the faith, folks.
That's right. That's right. And speaking of timing, it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man always keeping it cool, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Like what you heard, let us know. We'd always love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, baby. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Thank you.
I think that's a wrap, Joe.
We're at the end. What else do you think we need?
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Neon Jazz.